Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, today is a beautiful, beautiful day due to the breaking news that we just got. The reporting is Donald Trump has officially informed Attorney General Pam Bondi that her time is coming to an end. She is getting the Christie Noem treatment. On top of that, we have reports that Donald Trump has been polling the advisors around him about whether or not Tulsi Gabbard, the current director of national intelligence, should be replaced. So you can paint a pretty clear picture of an administration that is in turmoil, an administration that is rapidly spiraling in the polls, and Trump is starting to open the floodgates of replacement and of you're fired. It seemed like he was trying not to have a high turnover rate for the first year or so of his presidency, because a huge talking point that we used after his first one is, dude, he had like a 90% turnover rate. Every single month in Donald Trump's first term, he would have like a new advisor, new chief of staff, new security advisor. All of this changed so incredibly rapidly that Trump tried to keep a steady hand, but it's falling apart. You can see it cracking at the seams when AG Pam Bondi is leaving, less than a month after Christie Noem was ousted, and it seems like a month from now, Tulsi Gabbard could be gone as well. Is he just getting rid of all the women in his administration? What the hell? But make sure you drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, and help us get the 2 million subscribers below. I will be on CNN News Nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central again tonight. So catch me there and check out the video from yesterday. It's on the YouTube channel. Okay, let's start here. Let's start with the breaking news. News. The president has informed Pam Bondi that her time as AG is nearing an end, multiple sources tell me. Formal announcement hasn't come yet, aka all the normal caveats that he could change his mind apply. He's been speaking with advisors on a possible replacement, but the news that I'm reading, the reporting that I'm reading, is that it is official. He is going to replace Pam Bondi imminently. So in this clip right here, I guess I want to go down a quick trip through memory lane before we touch on the Tulsi Gabbard and the Christie Noem of all and his whole entire administration falling apart. I want to show you all some of the clips that got Pam Bondi into this position. She's not a great communicator, and her skills as an actual operator or leader are even worse. This is the clip from February of 2025 where Pam Bondi opens the floodgates for perhaps Donald Trump's largest scandal thus far. She goes on Fox News in February of 2025, and she confidently says, "I have the files right here on my desk." This is the moment that happens. This definitely links directly to the reason she was ousted. Maybe not for this specific clip, but for the series of events that followed afterwards regarding the Epstein files. Let's check this out.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
I forgot that she says in that clip that this came at the directive of the president, because the president, Trump, then kept saying this was a hoax, that nothing was real here. Elon Musk was the one that came out and said Trump is in the files, and Trump freaked out right after that. So it's worth watching that Pam Bondi clip. What about this Pam Bondi headline? Pam Bondi's DOJ forced to lower hiring standards after lawyers quit in droves. Just think about this headline. Not only could she not retain talent, not only were lawyers quitting the DOJ en masse. If you remember, a lot of them quit the Civil Rights Division after Renee Good and Alex Preddy were shot, and they said, dude, this is messed up. The Civil Rights Division of the DOJ is like squandering an investigation into these deaths. So Pam Bondi had mass resignations under her, and they couldn't hire anybody, so they had to lower the standards of hiring. Pam Bondi's Department of Justice is recruiting prosecutors with no experience following a mass exodus of thousands of employees since Donald Trump took office for the second time. An estimated 5,500 attorneys and staff members have quit, been fired, taken buyouts, leaving widespread vacancies across the department. Two-thirds of the attorneys in the DOJ tasked with defending Trump's signature policies have left, while the Civil Rights Division is hemorrhaging prosecutors after the murder of Renee Good and Alex Pretty. It's just absurd the amount of screw-ups Pam Bondi made over the past year. What about this one? Speaking of hiring awful prosecutors, do you guys remember this post that Donald Trump sent out to Pam Bondi in September of 2025? I guess this was some foreshadowing because he wasn't happy with Pam Bondi at this point either. I think this should be plastered on every single history book. This is one of the most disturbing, disgusting, authoritarian posts I have ever seen. And you want to know, I got a little bit angry earlier because as I was searching for this, I looked up Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, threat. Donald Trump, Pam Bondi post, Letitia James. And it took me like four or five Google searches to find this post, and that pissed me off. And the reason why that disturbed me is because this should be the most accessible post in the entirety of history. This post right here could have underlied the destruction of American democracy. This was Donald Trump trying to use Pam Bondi to destroy American democracy. Donald Trump tweeted out, let me read it to you just so you remember. He said, quote, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time. All talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about James Comey? What about Adam Shifty Schiff? What about Letitia James? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done. Then we almost put in a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past." He then goes on to say that Lindsey Halligan is a great lawyer and likes you a lot. He said, "They've impeached me twice and indicted me. Justice must be served now." Following that, Pam Bondi appointed Lindsey Halligan as a prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia, right? And Lindsey Halligan's case got thrown out. Then there was another special prosecutor who was going after Letitia James, James Comey. People were going after all of them. It all got thrown out immediately. But Donald Trump did try. He did direct Pam Bondi to just stay by his side. And in a way, Pam Bondi's willingness to always back Donald Trump up is what screwed her over. Because the Epstein files, the problem with that is not that she distanced herself from Trump, it's that her communication was so bad because she was trying to align with Trump and defend him on the Epstein files. What I'm saying is that Pam Bondi going out there on the news every single day and downplaying it, defending Trump, sticking by his side, that is what weaken the credibility of this administration. And this is all incredibly disgusting. This is Donald Trump trying to weaponize our independent Department of Justice to go after his political opponents for like some quote-unquote mortgage fraud that ended up getting thrown out. The cases all got thrown out. It is hilarious. And I guess this brings us perfectly over to Tulsi Gabbard, who is currently struggling in her own regard. This article from The Guardian reads, "Trump polled advisors about replacing Tulsi Gabbard as intelligence chief. Exclusive. Pressure intensifies for Gabbard after president's displeasure with Iran war testimony." I mean, obviously, Tulsi Gabbard has been somebody who is vehemently anti-Middle Eastern war for years now. There are tweets of 2018 of her saying, if anybody ever brings us to war in the Middle East, like, she absolutely hates the idea. So now she finds herself in between a rock and a hard place. She is the director of national intelligence, supposed to be briefing our president on our intelligence, on our wars, but the president doesn't give a shit what she says and just goes to war relentlessly, recklessly, bilaterally with Israel and with no congressional approval. So then Tulsi Gabbard was in an odd spot when she was testifying in front of Congress like 2 weeks ago, remember? She kept getting asked about these nuclear weapons, and she could not give a good answer as to whether there was an imminent threat. She heavily implied there wasn't. She heavily implied they weren't working on nukes. She heavily implied that Trump is lying about this. She didn't say it. She didn't say it outright, but she was heavily implying that Trump was spewing disinformation and misinformation about the nuclear capabilities of Iran, or potential capabilities. So Donald Trump is pissed off. He may replace her. This brings me to another person very quickly. J.D. Vance is somebody that I think Donald Trump is not going to quickly or easily endorse. He's been asked 5 times if he'll endorse J.D. Vance. zero times Donald Trump has done the endorsement. In fact, he seems to be gushing over Marco Rubio a bit more recently. I would not be surprised if Donald Trump began asking his advisors and polling them if he should endorse Marco Rubio or J.D. Vance in 2028. Now, this would be catastrophic for J.D. Vance, a vice president getting cucked by your own president. And then imagine J.D. Vance is vice president for another 4 years. Oh, God, that would be absolutely awful. But I think the funniest reality is Donald Trump picks Marco Rubio, endorses him, and then Marco Rubio picks J.D. Vance as the vice president again, and then they just lose. That's the funniest reality. Okay, to continue here, Tulsi Gabbard is facing a lot of increasing pressure. Donald Trump has been privately asking cabinet officials in recent weeks whether he should replace his director of national intelligence, venting frustration that she shielded a former deputy who undercut his rationale for war with Iran. He's referring to Joe Kent, who resigned, who said that Donald Trump is lying. And Tulsi Gabbard hasn't really butt in on it. She hasn't backed up Joe Kent. She hasn't backed up Donald Trump. Trump would obviously like her to back her up. It's not clear that Trump will actually fire Gabbard over the episode. Currently, there is no standout candidate to take the job. So I want to be very clear. This one is a bit different than the Pam Bondi one. The Pam Bondi one is confirmed. This is happening. Pam Bondi is going to be gone. The president has informed her that her time as the AG is nearing an end. This Tulsi Gabbard one is something that Trump is floating and polling people about, but it is a sign of a collapsing presidency. Joe Biden did not have huge turnovers like this in such a short span of time. Donald Trump's popularity and approval rating is rapidly sinking to such a degree that he's trying to replace the cast of characters around him. He's trying to enter season two and hope that season two gets better ratings than season one of the second Trump term. It's just not going to work like that. I mean, the new AG will be Lee Zeldin. I guess he is a bit more respectable than Pam Bondi, but the bar there is very, very low. Trump put together an awful cabinet full of incompetent people. Pete Hegseth is an alleged alcoholic who can barely keep his shit straight and is using AI to write speeches. Pam Bondi covered up the Epstein files and can't do anything right. Kash Patel, that's a story of his own. This dude is using taxpayer dollars like it's nothing. We have Tulsi Gabbard, who doesn't even agree with Trump on half of the things. The one person Trump is very close with, like Stephen Miller, is just a vile, despicable human being. He's like Satan's spawned vampire. So, wow, really great cast of idiots you've assembled around you, Donald Trump. I'm going to leave it there. Check me out on CNN tonight. Subscribe to the feed. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.